Hi, I'm your host Jane Call and welcome to the Prince 2 Study Sessions. This is episode 8 and today we will be covering the last theme, the progress theme. Our key objectives for today are to discuss the purpose of the progress theme and the six types of tolerances. We will discuss the controls on a Prince 2 project. We will then discuss delegated authority and what to do when exceptions need to be raised. And finally, we will review the minimum requirements of the progress theme. Let's begin with the purpose of the progress theme. The purpose of the progress theme is to establish mechanisms to monitor and compare actual achievements against those planned, provide a forecast for the project's objectives and continued viability, and finally, control any unacceptable deviations. Progress is the measure of the achievements of the projects of a plan. This theme is all about how to control the project and know where you are against the current plan. Controlling the progress on a project is central to project management, and within Prince 2, it is even more important to ensure the project remains viable against its approved business case. Three of the seven principles are represented in the progress theme. They are managed by stages. The project board uses stages as a control point. Continued business justification, which means continuously checking that the project is still worth doing. And finally, manage by exception. Tolerances are used to manage the management level below. Another way to consider this theme is, for instance, the project board wants to monitor the progress of the project manager, or the project manager wants to monitor the progress of the teams that create the products. There are some key terms associated with the progress theme. Let's start with an exception. An exception is a situation where it can be forecast that there will be a deviation beyond the agreed tolerance level. One of the principles in Prince 2 is that the project team must learn from experience. Let's now look at the lessons log. Lessons are recorded into a lessons log. Lessons can be about anything that could help the project. The project manager continues to add new lessons to the lessons log during the project. A lessons learned report is used to document lessons that might be of value for future projects. A lessons learned report has to be created at the end of the project during the closing a project process. This report might also be created during the project as part of the managing a stage boundary. An easy way to remember is that a lessons report is produced at the end of every stage and at the end of the project. You will need to remember this for the exam, and this is not to be confused with an end stage report. An end stage report is not produced at the end of the project because an end project report is produced instead. Another term which you will hear within the progress theme, you will hear this quite a lot within Prince 2, is tolerances. Tolerances refer to the permissible deviations from plan before bringing it to the attention of the next higher authority. Corporate management or customer, they will set the project level tolerances. The project board will set stage tolerances, and the project manager agrees the work package tolerances with the team manager. It is important to remember that each level of the project management team sets tolerances for the management level below. The six tolerances set on a Prince 2 project across each management level are cost and time. This will consider the project's risk appetite and relevant project costs. The risk tolerance will define the level of risk that the project can sustain. Benefit tolerance. This will describe how much variance is allowed with regards to the project's expected benefits before the project ceases to be viable. Quality tolerances is the acceptance difference between the project's quality and the baseline quality specification. And finally, scope tolerances refer to what the project will deliver, and you may hear the term scope creep. Scope tolerances is often specified in the form of a prioritized list of requirements. Those requirements which must be delivered, those which should also be delivered, and those which could be delivered providing we still have time and money. Let's now move on to the types of control within Prince 2. The progress control is achieved through delegated authority from one level of management to the level below, dividing the project into management stages and authorizing the project one management stage at a time. Time-driven and event-driven progress reports and reviews are also created, and also there is a process for raising exceptions if a tolerance level is forecasted to exceed the tolerance set. The project controls should be documented in the project initiation document, or commonly known as the PID. The project board has three main controls available to them to manage the level below. They include authorizations. This means they authorize the next stage to start. Progress updates. They get regular reports from the project manager. Exceptions and changes. The project board can receive exceptions reports and issue reports. Another element of project board controls is that they will provide the project manager with ad hoc advice, which may be more frequent within the initiation stage and when approaching the management stage boundary. The project manager then has three main controls available to manage the level below. Authorizations. The project manager will authorize work packages to the team manager. Progress updates. The project manager will receive checkpoint reports from the team managers. Exceptions and changes. The project manager will use the project registers and logs to review progress and identify issues that may need to be resolved. PRINCE2 also recommends two types of progress controls throughout the life of a project. There is event-driven controls. These are when specific events occur, and the type of reports created might be an issue report or an exceptions report. There's also time-driven controls. These take place at periodic intervals, and the types of reports created with this could be the highlight report or the checkpoint report. For both the checkpoint report and the highlight report, the frequency is agreed and decided upon by the management level above. So for example, the project manager would agree the frequency of a checkpoint report with the team manager. Let's now move on to look at delegated authority and exceptions within a PRINCE2 project. If you remember back to the organization theme podcast, I discussed how the various management levels could be visualized as a pyramid. Outside the pyramid to the left and above would be the corporate program management or the customer level. Then, top inside the pyramid is the project board. The middle of the pyramid is the project manager level. And finally, the bottom of the pyramid is the team manager level. Let's have a look then about how delegated authority and exception is used in those levels. Let's start with corporate program management or the customer. As mentioned earlier, they sit outside the project. They set the overall requirements and tolerances for the project. If the project tolerances are exceeded, then it is the board's responsibility to escalate to this level for a decision. Corporate program manager or the customer level can decide to end the project, or they could request the board to ask the project manager to produce an exceptions plan. The key thing to remember about this level, and you will need to know for the exam, this is the level that set project level tolerances. Next level down then is the project board. The project board sets the tolerances for the management stages. The board has the ability to review progress and decide whether to continue, change, or stop the project. Therefore, the project manager will escalate issues as soon as they are identified and may send the board an issue report or an exceptions report. If the exception is at the project level, then the project board, as mentioned earlier, will need to escalate this to the level above. However, if it is the stage level tolerances that are forecasted to succeed, then they can ask the project manager to either take corrective action or request an exceptions plan. Next level down then is the project manager. The project manager has the day-to-day control over the stage, and they work within the tolerances set by the board. The project manager also sets and agrees the tolerances for each work package. Last level then is the team manager. The team manager has control for a work package and works within the tolerances agreed with the project manager. If the work package is forecasted to be exceeded, then the team manager will raise an issue with the project manager. Important to note, the team manager cannot raise this with the board or produce an exceptions report. And if you remember back to the pyramid, each management level can only escalate to the management level above. Let's now move on to the minimum requirements of the progress theme. As mentioned previously, all minimum requirements within the themes need to be satisfied in order for the project to be confirmed as following the PRINCE2 method. You will need to know this for the exam. The minimum requirements then of the progress theme include: the project must define the project's approach to controlling progress in the project initiation document, or commonly known as the PID. The project must manage by stages, set tolerances, and manage by exception against those tolerances. The project must finally review the business justification when exceptions are raised and learn lessons throughout the project. This now concludes episode 8 of the PRINCE2 study sessions, which has provided an overview on the progress theme and the 6 types of tolerances. We have also discussed the types of control on a PRINCE2 project, discussed delegated authority and how exceptions are raised, and finally, as always, we covered the minimum requirements for this theme. Thanks very much for listening, and join me next time as we begin moving into the PRINCE2 processes. We will begin the next podcast with the first process in PRINCE2, which is starting up a project.